So here we are.
BOM Stiff Shots Podcast, episode number one of however many that we're going to do here.
Yeah.
Since we kind of strayed away from Facebook Live a little bit because it has a lot of technical difficulties, and everybody else is using Anchor, so why don't we use Anchor for
it? It's going to be a lot easier.
Yeah, it is. But this episode is going to be called Jamie's Phone's Going Off.
Well, I'm not sorry for the background noise. Last podcast I heard, they were like, sorry for the background
noise. I'm sorry for the background noise. We love you guys.
If it happens, it
happens.
Over
on Wrestling with the Locals, that's another podcast that you can catch on here, with Titanic and Gabriel Divine. But, yeah, this is just the BOM Origins episode. We have nobody to come on right now, so we'll just do this. And, yeah, I guess we'll start with you.
What about me?
Your Heinzman origin.
Heinzman origin?
And I want to hear the truth. We want to hear the truth. Where did you start?
I started in a little town called Hoxie, Arkansas. I actually got trained for free.
Well, this is the Stiff Shots Podcast.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not out. If we're going to go all out, we're going to go all out because, you know, we're the BOM.
Yeah, that's true.
So
you were trained for free.
I was trained for free. My family owned a wrestling business. And, you know, I used to go with my dad. You know, my mom and my dad were divorced. So I went with my dad a couple times. They had before I ever got a building, they had outside shows. So I was going there. I was going to the scene of the show.
We can go ahead and say it since we're all on good terms and we go there.
Yeah. I mean,
we work there now.
Yeah. Hoxie, Arkansas, OCW.
OCW, yeah.
Yeah, I used to go there when I was little. I'm like, man. It's not where I was inspired to work, but it's where I aspired to start working as a worker.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. You know? And when I hit about the right age of 15, I went to the promoter, and I was like, well, which is my cousin. I ain't going to say any names.
You don't have to.
Just to be. Well, and he's like, just let you sign a form, let your parents sign a form, and as soon as that, you can get started, and basically, it goes from there, you know? I mean, it's not very much to it, but...
I mean, yeah, there's more to it, like your first match, what you remember about it, how you felt, stuff like that.
We'll get on to that, but let's talk about your origins.
My origins?
Let's talk about your origins.
Okay, well, I'll start it like this. I first started watching professional wrestling. My first ever show that I watched was War Games. No. I think it was War Games. The Big Cage.
Yeah, War Games.
War Games. WCW.
That was my first match
that I remember. I was 6 years old. Almost seven. I remember I was almost seven because my parents bought me a Kevin Nash cake for my birthday.
A
Kevin Nash cake.
Cake. I thought it was a cape. I'm like, what?
Like, I was scared to cut it at the knee because I didn't want his quad to tear.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. But no, listen. Okay, that's what it was. Anyway, but if we're getting into my origins of how I got into the business, I showed up in early 2007 to a show in Jonesboro called Royal Wrestling Alliance. It was ran by a promoter named Frank Martin. And co-promoted by Rodney Mack. First show I went to with them, they had on the card, they had Jerry Lawler, Dundee, I believe Dundee was there. They had a few people on there. And
probably a lot of big names there.
There wasn't a lot of big names, but it was a show. And the crowd was pretty big, but I remember that. That's the first show I went to for them. I came back their next show, which was like 2-3 weeks later, I think. Maybe a month, maybe sooner. And they were talking about the wrestling school they opened up. And Rodney Mack was the head trainer. And I thought that was really cool. So I was like, all right, I'll try this. Here I am, 14 years old. So I don't know what I'm about to get into, to be honest with you. We'll get into that, too. But I went backstage. They took me backstage. First time I've been backstage in a show. It was pretty cool. And it was after the show, and they gave me the form. I filled it out, gave it to them. They told me to show up the next day. And I did that. I showed up the next day. I walked in. Rodney Mack was there. Jazz was there. A couple more of the trainees that's been there before me, they were there. I remember first thing that I was taught was to... First thing that I was taught was to wipe my feet before I got in the ring. Literally, that's the first thing that Rodney told me to do, was to wipe my feet. And I did that. But the first thing I was taught was to wipe my feet before I got in the ring. I got in there, and I think my first thought really was, this is pretty cool, you know, I'm in a wrestling ring, and this is where I've always wanted to be, so I'm here. And next thing I know, I get this bright idea, take full on sprint across the ring and hit my back on the turnbuckle and bump to my knee. Worst pain I've ever felt in my life. Not the turnbuckle, my knee. I remember this first thing because I hit the mat and I was like, okay, this isn't a trampoline. That's the only thing I really remember about that. We worked into everything. You know, that started my training, was with Roddy Mack. I trained with him for a few months. Some behind the scenes stuff happened and that promotion shut down. That promotion shut down and Rodney started up DCW is what it was called, and I trained there for a little while. They eventually shut down, and I moved to Alabama. I started training, when I got to Alabama, I trained a little bit with Bullet Bob Armstrong. I trained a little bit with Spider Boudreau, John Rare, people like that when I was down there, Joe Hogan. Yeah.
We've got our little bit of summary of our origins down. Let's tell these fans how BOM came to be.
Oh, that's a funny story, isn't it?
All
right, so I get a hold of Heinzman. This is before we really started.
Well, tell them first that, like, you know, I was like, hey, we should start a tag team.
And I'm gonna tell them how we came about first. I get a hold of Heinzman, and we're. I get booked on a show called Swag, and it's called Swag Wrestling in McKinsey, Tennessee. Really good show, really good people. It's ran by David Pruitt. His wrestling name is Brimstone. Really good guy, but I get all to Heinzman. I'm like, hey, do you want to go to the show with me? And at first he was a little hesitant about it, but we did it, and we went down there. We were supposed to work each other. It's a funny story about all this. We were supposed to work each other. We were going to work into a feud with each other.
Yeah.
We get there, and there's not enough room on the card for a singles match. So they put us in a tag match. Okay, and then the tag match changes. So now we're in a rumble.
It went from
a singles to a tag to an eight-man to a rumble, which I didn't mind.
It was a benefit show.
Yeah, it was kind of not
a benefit show, but a memorial show, kind of, mm-hmm. You know, a tribute show.
For Shane Smalls.
Yeah.
We work that rumble, and we get backstage, and I'm like, Jamie, what do you think about actually doing this tag team? We brushed it off for a second. We really didn't think much about it. A couple days went by, maybe a week or two, right?
Yeah.
And we started messaging each other with ideas for names and stuff like that. The first name that we came up with spelled out MOM, the Men of Mayhem. I'll never forget that. It was the stupidest idea I've ever had in my life.
It's the funniest, though.
But eventually we came up, after 3,000 fucking names, we came up with the Brothers of Mayhem, the BOM.
We're the Bomb.
We're the Bomb.
We went only with no B.
We went a little while trying to get our names out there in the scene to get booked as the BOM. First place we ever got booked as the Brothers of Mayhem was Pro Wrestling Mid-South.
Mm-hmm.
Against El Amigo Loco and Tornado in Ripley, Tennessee. For Greg Anthony. Really good show. We had a really good match that night. We got a little bit of praise over it. Not much. I mean, we could have done better, but we had a match and it was really good. It was the first match as the Brothers Mayhem. Our second. Then we went back to Swag as the BOM. Eventually, I got a message from a guy that his wrestling name is Dick Delicious, Richard Delicious, Adrian Banks. His dad was Snake Man Steve Stratton?
I think so.
Steve Banks? One of the two. But he asked me, we would work a show called CCWA, Classic Championship Wrestling Association, in Paragould. There's their first show back since 2010? 2011?
12, I think.
12. And that was for Mr. Carl Warren, a.k.a. Titanic.
Just shout out to their podcast.
Oh, for sure. Wrestling with the Locals. Listen to that. We'll be on that podcast here pretty soon.
A lot of our promotion, our publicity we give is out of them. Really, so we'd like to thank them. Thank CCWA for.
So this is where the name of the podcast comes in. Since we're getting into the first show for CCWA, what is the podcast called again?
Stiff
Shots. Yeah. Okay. We go into this show, and we get booked against the Littles, Bitty Little in Hollywood. They work KBW. I forgot what it was called, but it was an old show. Old Memphis Territory show, Arkansas, one of the two. I don't know, man. But we get booked on that, and we get there. We go to this match. Hollywood's having health issues, so he can't show up. That's fine. We end up going into the match with Bitty Little and Brandon White, which I love Brandon White to death.
His dad is
Tim White.
Tim White.
Legend.
Yes.
His brother's Tony White, Daniel White.
His cousin is?
Cousin Big Gravy.
Big Gravy.
Big Gravy, Trevor. Trevor Hayes, Big Gravy. That's my boy. But we go in this match, and we're working it. I take a cookie pan shot from Brandon. I bump and I roll out to meet Bitty Little on the outside. As I'm coming around the ring, I get hit with something which I wasn't aware of what it was at the moment, but afterwards I found out it was a chair, and I get knocked into a seizure. Stuff happens, whatever. I spent most of the match on my back, but I fought back and we had a match. And we had the crowd on the feet, and that's all that really mattered at that moment. Yeah, that was my first experience with CCWA. It was a really good show, though. I enjoyed it. A lot of good people. Action Jackson, on that first show, Action Jackson, Danny Dollar.
Action Jackson wasn't on the first one.
Was he not?
I don't think so.
No, Action Jackson was not on the first one.
It was Brandon Baxter.
Brandon Baxter, Danny Dollar.
Derek King. He worked Brandon Baxter.
Tattoo, Key Awesome, people like that. Octavia.
Lord Humongous.
Anyway, all in all, it was a really good show. But yeah, that's really the CCWA. Besides, we went June 16th to June Jam in.
We went May 12th. May 12th in Corning,
Arkansas. We worked with Danny Dollar and Tattoo. June 16th. Huh?
Kafabe.
No, there's no kayfabe here.
Kafabe. I didn't say kayfabe. It's a kafabe.
Now let's get into June 16th real quick. It's supposed to be me and Hinesman in a tag match. And somehow, mysteriously, I get taken off of this card. So I'm managing Hinesman. It ends up being good. Hinesman worked Jackson Crowley. It was really good. I was really involved in the match, too. Took a nasty bump off the apron. That was
you
funny.
Can actually see that match on YouTube.
You can. Mr. Paul's Wrestling. Go to that. Hinesman, talk for a second. I'm going to go get the charger so this podcast does not die.
Okay. Well, here's actually a... Hey, here's a charger right here.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're most kindly sitting on it. You want to trade spots?
Okay.
Well.
Can you talk loud enough?
Well, as you know, we do our podcast, and it's kind of weird. It's kind of, we're like the opposite when it comes to a lot of shows. I'm the loud mouth. Like, in front of a crowd, I'm a loud mouth. I'm cocky, you know, in front of the crowd. But when we get behind camera, I freeze up. So this is where Christian does his best work, is behind a phone or a camera.
Behind the camera, yeah.
I've noticed that, you know. I thought that was pretty cool, actually.
We completely got off topic about the whole CCWA thing. Okay, anyway. I had a really good match with Jackson Crowley. I took a nasty bump off the apron. Hans and Walls killed me with a boot. Now Hans is going to eat while we're doing this podcast. I just had to let that be known. There is a fork underneath there, sir.
Is there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I'll eat later. I'll show you what he has. Here, wait a minute. Okay, go ahead.
I had a really good match with Jackson Crowley.
Which is a damn good worker. For any promotion.
It was hot as balls.
Yeah.
In that building.
Oh, on a side note, real quick. Vinny, I probably don't need help, but Jackson Crowley, if any promoter wants to book him, I'd book him in a heartbeat if I was a promoter. He's one of the best right now. He's actually a light heavyweight champion in CCW.
Yeah, Cape Championship Wrestling, which he deserved. He's been around these parts in Mississippi, Tennessee, Missouri for years now. Him and his brother Jonathan, Suicide, knows his name. They've been around these parts for a while, and yeah, they deserve all the credit in the world. And we're looking forward to working with one or both of them again in the near future.
Definitely.
But yeah, that's really the origins right there. But I guess we can plug a few shows. Recently, we have been attending MCW in Osceola, Arkansas.
Yeah.
OCW in Hockey, Arkansas.
That's actually my first time back, and I mean, I've stopped. First time back in about 6 months, and it's a good atmosphere back here. A lot of good guys.
Same with Osceola.
Yeah,
I love it up there too. We both do. We've been given opportunities, and we've ran with those opportunities. Like we haven't slowed down yet. We got a lot of things in the near future, and you know, there's not a lot to talk about on this podcast here on this particular Origins. Like I said, there's going to be a Origins of the BOM of both of us, how we started and stuff like that. We didn't have any guests to come on here tonight.
Which we really did, but
yeah,
the stiff shots, I'd rather it be our origins.
Yeah, we'll have guests pop in and out, you know, that come over, or we get on the phone every now and then, but this podcast, we'll probably do one or two a week. That's about it.
I will say Mondays and Wednesdays.
But Mondays and Wednesdays, maybe we'll throw one in there.
Maybe an oddball, feel like it, we'll throw in there Thursdays.
If we ever got anything we want to get off our chest or anything like that, we'll throw one in there.
Because Christian's got a lot to throw.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'll come up with shit. Like, I'll think about shit that happened to me 12 years ago in this business, and I will get pissed off about it. I'm just like, Billy Bob, you son of a bitch. Hey, I remember that one time you tatered me down there in Dyersburg, and I ain't even fucking been to Dyersburg one time. I'll probably be drunk when I do that. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like,
and I'm the alcoholic.
Like we've had a good run as the BOM. We've had a really good run. Our win loss record's kind of off, but that's okay. But
we're out there to put over ourselves.
Yeah,
win or lose,
we're gonna put ourselves over. We're gonna put talent over.
Yes.
In general. And the promotions, if they want to work with us. But if it's a shitty promotion, we're going to call it out. Well, we haven't worked for not one shitty promotion.
The funny story about that Battle Royal. All right. Talking about tatering. We get in the Rumble. Battle Royale swag. This is our first match.
Oh, God.
And, like, he gets in there, and we're like, we don't know anybody in there. We're like, well, I'll go to you. So I started punching Christian. I started punching him, getting him back in the corner. He fights back. I fight back. I go with someone else. Boom, boom, boom. And then eventually we'll get back, and we're in the corner, and I'm punching Christian. Boom, boom. Falls to his butt. I'm punching pretty good. Like, he's on his butt. I'm still punching him. I rear back, and he decides to turn his head toward me.
Ow!
Boom. Stiff shot right in the eye. And I'm like, dude, I'm so sorry. What? You good? He's like, good. Just keep going. My eye hurts, though.
I gave Jamie a chop. That was funny. That was awesome. Then he chopped me, and it made no noise.
It
made no noise. If you go back and watch that, sound like this.
It made noise.
It's like Brandon White. Oh, that was shit.
Oh, man. All right.
Oh, that big right. Son of a bitch right there.
Let's talk about our first matches. And I guess you want to start or you want me to start?
I'll start, I guess.
Okay.
My first match?
Yeah, very first match. Don't leave any details out.
Shit. I'll start with my first, like, okay, my very first was in Alabama.
Well, like, professional match. Yeah.
It was for, damn.
Excuse me. Go ahead. Talk to me.
Came around.
Hello?
It was for, Hello? Shit, I forgot the promotion's name.
Hello?
Man, I really don't remember much about my first match, to be honest with you. It was squash. I lost in like 5 minutes. So it was really not much to tell about my first match. It was pretty bad. Pretty shitty.
Yeah. We lost like 5 minutes?
Yeah, I lost in like 5 minutes. What about you?
I don't know if some of these people heard of a little group called Dirt Low Gang. And this guy was part of it named Slam. And he's a really good friend of mine in the business. He's really good. He's actually one of half of my trainers. He trained me, basically. Him and Sideshow. One half of Beard 30. We'll have him on here, too.
Eventually.
Eventually. If we can get him. He's usually booked up a lot. But I had this little gimmick, this character of sorts, called Captain Rampage. And it was kind of like a little goofy superhero gimmick. And I actually got put over on my very first match. He put me over you know, when you go to Hoxie, you got the big roll, the two small ones, and the big one. That small one on by Cornbread, it was never there. But it was that big roll, the big section, and this one right here. My whole family felt the first three rolls to come see my very first match. And they put me over. And I can never stop thanking him for all he's done for me in this business. You know what I mean? I mean, he might not have been a big name in the business, but he's helped me a lot through life and this. But my first match, I actually had one botch. It was international. And I back him up. He whips me off. I hit him with a shoulder tackle. Shoulder tackle. I can't remember. I used to have a video of it, and I lost it. But I think one of us tripped over each other, and we covered up with a headlock or something. But when that moment when he put me over, you know, it was just like, I have it, man. It's like, I'm really taking a step to become a professional wrestler. And I'll let Christian tell you a little bit more about himself.
Oh, Yeah, there's not really much more to know about me. I guess we'll wrap this up. Shout out to Carl Warren and Gabriel Devine on Wrestling with the Locals podcast. You can catch that on this app. Shout out to Swag Wrestling, OCW Wrestling, and Hoxie. Shout out to MCW Wrestling in Osceola, Arkansas. Oh, yeah. Pro Wrestling Mid-South in Ripley and Dyersburg. They run on Friday and Saturday nights. Go catch them. It's a really good show. The Power Pro Arena, I think, is in Ripley. Yes. And in Dyersburg is the Herb Welch Wrestleplex. CCWA. They will be coming back very soon with a show, which will probably be in Paragould, Arkansas, but we will let you know. Hoxie, you can catch them bi-weekly.
Yep, bi-weekly.
At Flatlanders and Hoxie across from Dollar General.
Oh, and we're introducing, I don't think we've announced it yet, but here's not, and a couple months, we will be having a new product. I'm not going to mention what it is, but
it's going to be a hot item. Let me tell you that much. That's all we're going to say about it. But we do have our t-shirts for sale on Teespring, and you can get our t-shirts through the CCWA page.
Yes, contact
Dale Troutman or the CCWA page. Marty's Creations. They have our t-shirts, CCWA cups, t-shirts, stuff like that if you want to get into that. But you can buy our merch from teespring.com/mayhemmerch.
Also, just this in, you can get the original BOM t-shirt.
You can get the original BOM t-shirt. Special order if you want. You can get your name on the back, but you have to hit one of us up. Jamie Hinesman or Christian Cross on Facebook.
Yeah.
You hit us up and we'll get you a custom-made original BOM. Even if you want one of the newer designs, we can get your name on the back.
We can get your name on the back and get our name on the back. You want.
And something else that I know about the t-shirts, and I haven't told Jamie yet, but you can now get pocketed t-shirts. You can get BOM t-shirts with the pocket for your phone, your cigarettes, stuff like that. We have hoodies. We're working on leggings for the women. We have posters and 8x10s coming out. Stuff like that. We have a lot of stuff, you know, as far as merchandise that is coming up very soon. Like I said, some of the stuff we can't really get into. Like the podcast, this is brand new, first episode, episode one, Origins of Stiff Shots. We have a lot of stuff to talk about in future episodes. We'll have plenty of guests to come on here, plenty of stories and stuff like that. Tonight we're just cutting it a little short because, you know, it's a Wednesday night. We just wanted to get on here and let everybody know what was up and give a little backstory of what we were doing and, you know, kind of sway away from Facebook because this is going to be, this will be shared to other platforms of podcasts and downloading, where you can download it and stuff like that. So it's awesome. Also, you can catch us on Instagram, which we haven't updated Instagram or Twitter in a while. Twitter is @RealBOM. Instagram is BOM9395. And Snapchat is BOM9395. You can hit us up on there, catch your stuff. Live video, live podcast. But you can catch our future shows. Also, our Brothers Mayhem Facebook page. Look us up on there for future dates and stuff like that. Booking inquiries, stuff like that. As of right now, we are open mostly all of July and August. So,
except for, I don't know, we still got Oxy.
Yeah. So every other Saturday.
Actually, the Hoxie's going to start running every... I'm not sure. I don't know if they're going to start...
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But as of right now, every other Saturday, and maybe some Fridays, depending on what's going on. So hit us up for our booking schedules if you're a promoter, appearances, stuff like that, charity events. We're all about charity, too, as well.
We might be assholes in the ring, but we care for the kids.
We do. Kids, anything like that. Just for charity or anything like that, just hit us up, and we'll be happy to get back to you with our schedule and stuff like that. But like I said, we have a lot of stuff coming out, and, you know, thank you for listening to the first episode of Stiff Shots Podcast. Yeah, this is Christian Cross.
And this is Heinzman. And this is the Shots.